Have you ever gotten a Christmas gift that looked disappointing until you unwrapped it and it was awesome? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I don't know what you like to do, but I'm not much of a gift wrapper. My favorite way to put a present together is to just chuck it in a gift bag and fluff up some tissue paper on top. It's easy, fast, looks great. Perfect for me. And besides, the important thing about gift wrapping is really what it's wrapped around. You could wrap a chunk of concrete with consummate skill and presentation, but at the end of the day, still a piece of concrete. The value of a gift isn't determined by how nicely it shows up under the tree, like we learn about in today's story, Humble Gift by Bethany Acker. What matters more? The fancy wrapping on a gift or what's inside? Once the paper and bows are off the present, we rarely think about them again. All we care about is what we've just unwrapped. Jesus proved that all the fancy wrapping didn't matter when he was born where the animals were kept. Jesus is God's son. He could have been born anywhere. He could have shown the whole world who he was with fancy clothes and a beautiful palace to live in. Instead, he was humble, wrapped in cloths, and laid in a manger. Jesus showed us that the greatest thing about him coming down to earth was himself. He was the gift. He was born by the will of God the Father so that he could save the world. Jesus grew up with his parents, Mary and Joseph. Joseph was a carpenter, and Jesus' life was nothing fancy. But even when he was grown, he never demanded anything fancy. Even though he is God the Son, he didn't try to look or act like he deserved recognition. He was humble and he treated people well. In his greatest act of love and humility, Jesus gave up his very life. He died to give us forgiveness. And then he rose again to give us new life. It's not what's on the outside that matters, but it's the gift that counts. Jesus was the greatest gift on that Christmas so many years ago, and his gift of life will last forever. All right, let's think about this for a second. Were you ever excited about a gift because of the wrapping, but disappointed by what was inside? Or maybe the wrapping wasn't exciting, but the gift was much better than expected. Especially at Christmas, we have the opportunity to remember how amazing it is that Jesus came in such a humble way, and yet he is the greatest gift of all. Because of Jesus, we can know God, experience his wonderful love for us, be forgiven from all our sin, and live with him forever. Consider taking some time just to thank him today. And if you want to dig deeper, there's a lot of scripture that goes along with today's story. You can find all of it in the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org. And as you and I can read in Luke 2:7, she wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger. And do dive deeper into some passages at least, Isaiah 53 verse 2, Luke 2, 4 through 7, and John 10 verses 10 and 11 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And if you have younger siblings and you want to help them grow closer to God too, well then help them out with the free Keys for Kids devotional. Your parents can sign up for a free one-year subscription at keysforkids.org/getkeys. Come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, why presents, parties, and cookies don't bring you real fulfillment, and where you can find it. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.